Airwaves, created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support.
Hey there, kids. Yeah, it's me, your old pal Stu here. It's Wednesday evening. It's 6 o'clock. That means it's time for Winnipeg's only rock and roll radio show, Twang Trust. Yes, what do we got in store for you tonight? Well, we got some grooving. We got some rocking. We got some twanging. That's about all we do here. Occasionally, you know, we diverge from the path. But that's about it, in a nutshell. Will there be Springsteen content tonight? Yeah, probably. Probably. Got some kids we saw last weekend. Had a ton of fun over the weekend with live music. We'll talk about everything we saw. And some new music, some old music. You know, the Twang Trust. You've heard it before, right? It'll be like those other shows, just different. That's all. See you in a moment. We'll be right back. Oh, I can't believe how many people went to see Triumph last night. Just looking at my Facebook feed. Man, I don't know. You guys desperate for entertainment? What the heck? Not that, you know, those first two, maybe two and a half albums were pretty pivotal for me as a kid growing up, but I don't know. The original guys, they were all there, but they didn't even play all the time. Like, come on. Like, I don't know. Maybe they were selling t-shirts in between, you know, sets or something. I don't know. But, you know, they did a Joe Walsh cover. It wasn't that one, though. That was funk number 49 from the James Gang album, Rides Again. Everyone's favorite Joe Walsh song. Unless it's this one. We'll be right back.
Hi, Winnipeg. This is Greg Brown, and you're listening to both kinds of music. Is that country and western? On the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 on your FM dial.
Hi, this is Greg Godovitz of Gatto, and you're listening to my buddy Stu on the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
That's the one we wanted to play. Yeah. A bit of April Wine there for you. That was the real band. It wasn't April Wine-ish, who apparently opened for Triumph last night at the arena. Whatever the hell it's called. I just call it the arena. That's what it is. Ooh, What a Night from the album Stand Back, April Wine. I did see April Wine once, like 79-ish, 78, something in there. Either Moxie or Tease opened. I think the first 23 concerts I went to, either Moxie or Tease was the opening act, one or the other. And neither one did anything for me. I tried to get into them. I saw them so many times, I figured I should like them. Never did anything for me. No, neither of them. No. Tease opened for Triumph at the Playhouse Theater. I do remember that because I discovered a poster for that show not too long ago. Well. That was a pivotal show for me. I loved that show at the Playhouse. It was amazing because it was like an arena rock show with the lights and the smoke and the bombs and everything. It's crazy. And to see that in a place like the Playhouse Theater, my God, it was unbelievable. That was the greatest night of my life up to then. And then they came back just like a few months later. They were just on their way up and they were... You know, I guess they had those small shows booked, but they were just so big at that point, and they ended up playing the arena, and I went to that one too, and it was so disappointing. I mean, it was the exact same show and that I'd loved to bits when I saw it a few months earlier, but it was like the stage banter. It was scripted. Every word was the exact same thing I'd seen a few months before. You know, down to their disco sucks chant that they started going on about. And it was just, it felt contrived and calculated. And I mean, I was no big disco fan, but... I don't know. It was just felt exclusionary and just lunkheaded. So I stopped listening to hard rock and bought The Clash. Listened to nothing but The Clash and The Jam and stuff for a while. And Ramones and Bruce Springsteen. Because he had a leather jacket on the cover of Darkness on the Edge of Town. So he kind of looked punk rock to me. That's why I bought that record. No, actually, that's not true. I did hear him before I bought the record. So I knew it wasn't punk rock. But anyways, it was all of the same thing, you know? Anyways, Triumph was here last night. They did Rocky Mountain Way. They didn't do Funk 49 or Meadows, which we heard from Joe Walsh there, from his album The Smoker You Drink, The Player You Get. Truer words never spoken. No. You know what record I really love? And her big hit album I just despised. And when she played the folk festival, it was like the worst set I'd ever seen anybody do ever at the folk festival. It's Kacey Musgraves. She's got this new record out. And I'm loving it. And I always kind of liked her. And I didn't really pay that much attention to her. And then she wrote that song. She did that song about lighting up a joint with John Prine, even though John Prine didn't do that sort of thing. But she wrote this great song about it. And, you'd thought, oh, she's like the coolest person. And then she went and put out that record Golden Hour, which is like everything I hate about New Country. It's just the worst. Like every song was written by 17 people. The CD jacket had to fold out 47 times just to fit the songwriting credits in there in 8-point type, for Pete's sake. Is the worst record ever. And she was huge. It sold 1 billion copies. And they had a kajillion people at the folk fest to see her, and she was all dressed in this white angelic thing, and it was like, you know, this isn't, it's like a Celine Dion show or something. It was just the worst. But she seems to have, you know, made her millions and then gone back to what she was doing, which is fine, you know. Can't begrudge anybody for doing that. So, yeah, she's back doing what she needs to be doing, and it sounds great. What's this new record called? It's called Middle of Nowhere. And we're going to hear a cut. Heck, maybe even two from it now. Is it queued up? Oh, it is queued up. Look at that. And the second song we're going to play is a bit of a duet. She's hanging out with Miranda Lambert, who apparently she was in a feud with for a good number of years over... had something to do with, I think Casey wrote a song and then Miranda ended up covering it and had a hit with it. But Casey wanted, she didn't get a chance to release her own version of it. It's like, I don't know how that works. But anyway, they were bitter enemies for a while, but now they're pals. And we're going to hear them sing together. After this one, which is called Back on the Wagon, an interesting tale. It is Casey Musgraves, Back on the Twang Trust.
He was out of on the 4th of July, and I knew that I should let him go. Then he spent all our money, and he thought it was funny
Hi, folks, this is Ian Tyson, and you're listening to The High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Twist CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
You know that I've said some things about you, and I've done my fair share of shit talking too. Both sides of the fences, I've gotten defensive. There's always two sides of the truth. Hell just froze over. Cause we both love cowboys, and we're both from Texas. We both love Willie, but I mean really, what asshole doesn't like Willie? Hell just froze over. Cause we're both at the bottom of the bottle, and we're finding we've got a few things in common.
CKUW is supported by the Yellow Dog Tavern, never participating in Burger Week. 386 Donald, closed on Sundays.
Hoorah! You can applaud yourself. Those fine folks deserve some. You can give it to them on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, at Times Change High and Lonesome Club. Scott Nolan and the Scott Nolan Trio release a brand new record. From it, we just heard a cut called The Ocean. All new songs. Recorded live at the Winnipeg Art Gallery last year. And sounds pretty tasty. Yeah, I don't know if there's an opener. There's no sign of an opener. So it could well be all Scott all the time. Or who knows? Could be something else too. We'll just have to go and find out, won't we? It'll be fine, whatever it is. Trust you me. Yeah. Live at the Winnipeg Art Gallery. That's the name of the live album. The Ocean, what we heard. Before that, Slow Pulp, a band that my daughter hepped me to. I knew nothing of them. And now I can't stop listening to them. Particularly that one we heard called Broadview, which is generally not indicative of them. They generally don't sound that country, pedal steel and all, but that particular song, I don't know, they found a pedal steel player in a closet some point while they were recording that album called Yard and said, hey, do something on this song, and he did, and it was just gorgeous. Yeah. Still delving into that band, Slow Pulp. Yeah. They were three guys, and they'd made a couple of EPs and stuff, and then all of a sudden they got this woman to join the band, and she kind of took over and turned them into, from a decent band into a epic wonderkind or something. I don't know. Anyway, love them. We also heard a couple of songs there from the brand new Casey Musgraves album called Middle of Nowhere. We heard Back on the Wagon, and then we heard her hanging out with Miranda Lambert on a cut called Horses and Divorces. So, speaking of country music, got some great news. It's great-ish, I guess. Couldn't have gotten worse than it did a few months back when Raul Malo from the Mavericks passed away. Well, the band getting back together and doing kind of a, you know, doing what they do in tribute to Raul. And I don't know how long they plan to do this. I guess we'll see how this tour does and where they go from here. But they got a couple of vocalists stepping in who, the vocalists, James Otto and Emily West, who've done numerous things, not in a big spotlighty kind of way, but they've been around the block a few times. They know what they're doing. They took part in the Raul tribute shows that happened of the weekend of his passing, as it turned out. And they did a great job, and the band decided they were going to do a tour, and they should get those folks to do the vocals, and so that's what's happening. They're playing July 25th at the Mystic Lake Casino just outside of Minneapolis. And if that sounds doable to you, if you're a Mavericks fan, it's not probably doable for me. It looks like I'm finally going to get a new knee sometime in July or late June, somewhere in there. So I think I'm out of commission. I'm probably going to have to skip the Folk Fest this year, which I have mixed feelings of, but they're wrapping up the tour in November in Wisconsin. That's the way it goes so far anyways. But, you know, if you're in Wisconsin, you know, at the end of a tour, why not come up, do a little cross Canada jaunt, you know, like they often do. Who knows? Maybe it'll happen. Probably won't. But anyways, good to know that the guys are going to do something anyhow. Even without Raul, one of the greatest bands you'll ever get a chance to see. So, you know. And now I'm supposed to play a couple. Oh, wait a minute. Do-do-do-do-do. Ah, it's all queued up and everything. Here's a couple from their last album called Moon and Stars, featuring, of course, Raul Malo. On this one, special guest Maggie Rose on a number called Look Around You. The Mavericks on the Twang Trust.
Innocence, more precious than a pot of gold, and far more rare than the cruelty we let unfold. Never mind, the differences are all so clear. The blood is blood, and nothing changes when you live in fear. And we may never understand that the brotherhood of man is for all to know. And it's all right to lend a helping hand to the ones who need it so. So take the necessary time to
senses are all so clear. Nothing changes when you live in fear. And we may never understand that the brotherhood of men is for us and all. And it's all right to lend a helping hand to the ones who need it so. So thank the fair and nothing more. The meek will get it all, where the righteous have it wrong, as heaven is theirs alone. And some will never recognize our differences are what will make the world go on. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hey Winnipeg, this is Raul Malo from the Mavericks, and you're listening to Both Kinds of Music on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
I love you, baby. I like your company. You make me laugh. You never make me cry. I think you're sexy.
Save us.
'cause I believed in you from the beginning. I thought our love was true, but now it's all ending. Oh, baby, oh, what a crying shame to let it all slip away and call it yesterday. Oh, baby, my life would be so blue, my heart would break in two. Oh, what a crying
Peg, this is Raul Malo from the Mavericks. The punches are coming fast and hard here on the Twang Trust. CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Yes, indeed. That's the Mavericks. They're a triple shot of the gang. The classic there, Oh What a Crying Shame, from the album Oh What a Thrill. And two from the most recent Mavericks album, Moon and Stars, we heard. Let me check my list. Twice. I heard Live Close By, Visit Often, a song Raul co-wrote with K.T. Oslin back in the day when he was producing an album for K.T. And, yeah, her version came out decades ago, and then he got around to doing his own version there, which was nice.